Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss City Bloggers podcast. I know I did disappear a little bit there. I was supposed to be doing this 14-day blog monetization series, but life happens and my baby has been extremely fussy and just every day went by and I just could not find the time to do it. I'm also designing like 5 websites at once while also working on my passion projects, which I will announce very soon here on the podcast. But yeah, so life happened, but let's continue. It might be not like 14 days in a row, but it will be like we're still continuing to talk about blog monetization. There will be 14 or more episodes. And yeah, just wanted to give you guys a little update there. So today I want to talk to you guys about some truths that, you know, I feel like I've been holding back in my content, believe it or not. Like, however much I do share, like, I do share, like, all of my knowledge with you guys. I don't really hold back, like, too much. But when it comes to, like, actually speaking, like, my truth, like, my honest thoughts that, like, I think in my head about some things, about blogging and monetization, I do feel like I've been holding back and just giving you guys the cookie cutter content or cookie cutter advice, so to say. And I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to give it to you guys straight. So today in this episode, I want to give you guys the truths that like I've been really like thinking about for this week. So the first thing is that like if you think that you're gonna make it as a blogger and make a lot of money with your little DIY WordPress blog that you struggled to build one day, you probably might need to rethink that. Because truth is, if you want to make money, you have to have a standout website design and brand, okay? Believe it or not, you really do. But Jen, so-and-so has an ugly WordPress design, and they make so much money and are very well-known. Because I mean, like, yeah, of course. They built that blog way back in the 2000s when branding and a professional website design wasn't needed. But we're in 2023. You know, like back then, you could post a blog post and easily rank it on Google. And Pinterest was insanely easy to get blog traffic from. The strategy back then for Pinterest was super, super easy. Like, you didn't have to post, like, you know, one pin per one link every single day or one image per every board. Like, no, you could just like basically spam all of your Pinterest pins to every single board every day, and it'd be like super easy to like get like tons of blog traffic from. There was like no strategy to it. Plus, like, there was like hashtags to like easily rank your pin, and it was just so much easier. And Google, like, it was also so easy. You could just post a blog post and, like, easily rank for some keywords. So things were, like, super different for them, for those bloggers who still have that ugly WordPress design. And they do because they don't really care to have a more professional design because what they have is already built. It's already what works for them. So they're just going to continue with it. Like, why spend more money when they know their website is working? And like all of those blog posts are already like ranking on Google. So, you know, why would they switch to a completely different professional website design when their blog is already ranking? You know what I mean? So you have to stop looking at that as, you know, like, okay, you know, I can have a little ugly DIY WordPress blog too with all these ads popped on my site and, you know, just try to make money with affiliate marketing or whatever. Like, and like still continue with this ugly WordPress design, like it's just not gonna happen, I promise you. Because 2023, it's like so much different. There's so much competition out there now. Building a business is like in a blog is so different, and you know, there's so much noise in this space. And what you really have to focus on is like building a standout website design that is built with conversions that's going to make you stand out from the rest, or you're going to just, you know, be a drop in the ocean or a drop in the sea of sameness, basically. You will be just one little tiny old blogger who, you know, just started a blog as passion. And I know you don't want that. Like, if you want to be, like, bigger and better and you want to make money and you want to do this as a you know, a job and you want to make a living from this and then also, you know, live your dream life from this, like, you cannot think so small and just start a blog on WordPress and keep it ugly and not, you know, designed for conversions. Like, if you want to build an actual business from this that's going to make you a lot of money, you need to have that standout website design. It just is what it is. I'm just going to give it to you real and raw here. And, you know, I always see people like, you know, your branding and website design doesn't really matter. It's all about content. Content is king. I mean, content is king, but, you know, when you're trying to build a business, or so to say, like a company, and you want to make a living from what you're doing and be able to hire a team in the future, or, you know, get your own office, or, you know, whatever your dream is with this blog, if you want to make that kind of money and build this thing, you have to have a standout website design. I'm sorry, like, there's just no way around it. You know, look at all of these like businesses that like are really making money. But the businesses that started, you know, just a couple years ago, they have a standout website design. Their website design is up-leveled. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what I have to say about that. So the next thing that I want to say is that, I already said this, but, like, you really need to look at this as a business, because blogging is not enough. If you just want to start a blog and post affiliate links and post ads on your website and you just want to write posts and promote it or whatever, like, this is not enough. It's not enough to build this as a sustainable and profitable business. So you need to start looking at this from the get-go as a business. And I mean, I will speak a little bit on this more at the end of this, or like at the last point that I want to make, but let's move on for now. If you want to make money now, the best way to do it is to actually start a coaching or service-based business. Now, I know that, you know, you want to offer probably smaller ticket digital products, like an ebook. You want to write this ebook, or you want to, you know, sell some templates or start a little Etsy shop with planners and whatever. Like, awesome. That is so awesome. But it's going to take a while to build with lower ticket products. It will take a long time because you need that blog traffic if you want to make more money from smaller ticket products. You know what I mean? So, like, if you have, you know, let's say, like, a little $20 ebook that you're trying to sell, or a $20 template, $20 planner, like, how many people do you actually need to make $2,000 in that month? You know, like, you need a lot of people to make $2,000. So, you know, when you need a lot of people, you need a lot of blog traffic, because not all of the people that come to your blog website is actually going to purchase. Or not all of the people that come to your Instagram and see your Instagram post promoting these products are not going to buy it. So you need like an insane amount of people to make money from smaller digital products. And that'll take some time. It takes a lot of time to build blog traffic. It takes at least 6 months to a year to start ranking your blog posts on Google, if you're actually doing the strategy right, by the way. And it takes a long time to start ranking on Pinterest. Back then it was like so easy, but now it's like, it takes 6 months to a year to, unless you're like promoting your pins. If you have like $10 a day to spend on Pinterest pins, go ahead and do it. I mean, that's what I do. I don't even mess with the whole organic Pinterest traffic marketing anymore, because I just know it like takes a lot of work and I don't really want to wait for all of that work. So I just like pay for ads, honestly. So if you have money for ads, and it doesn't have to be a lot, like $10 a day, then you can probably, you know, get a lot more blog traffic. But even if you have a lot of blog traffic, how many people are really going to purchase that? There's, you know, a very small percentage of people. I would say like 1% to 5% of people That's it. Of people who actually see the product. So the best way to actually make money and make a living from this is to sell higher ticket products. And the best way to do that is to start a coaching or service-based business to do things for people. So like service, website design, SEO, or Pinterest marketing, or social media marketing for them, or, you know, you could even, there's just so many things that you could do as a service. Content repurposing, I've seen, you know, blog post writing or Instagram caption writing. Like, there's so many things that you could do, like, as a service or even a virtual assistant. You can help business owners with whatever tasks they need. So, like, I hire somebody to, my VA right now, she creates all of my course slides for me, because that's what I need for her to do, is create all the course slides so I can just film it. Like, I, of course, write all of the content for it. She puts the content on, you know, a pretty course slide, and so I can just film it and upload it to my course platform, and we're ready to go. So, yeah, there's like so many things that you can do like as a service, but also as a coach. So, okay, you're starting a self-care blog. You can become a self-care coach, believe it or not. If you are a life coach or a mental health coach or mindset coach or whatever you want to call yourself, you can become a coach. If you even are starting like a fitness blog, you can become a fitness coach or a health coach, or help somebody with meal plans, or just be a motivator or a supporter for them. What else? Even if you're starting a travel blog, I told one of my mastermind clients, she was like, I don't know how to monetize this thing as, you know, a travel blog. And I'm like, well, you could become a travel coach, or, I mean, no, she wouldn't call herself like a travel coach, but she can put together travel plans. So like if she travels somewhere, let's say, she can write down everything that she did or everything that there is to do in a certain location, and she can put together an itinerary. Oh my gosh, you know what I'm saying. Or, you know, put together something that will help them, like, you know, like, just put their travel plan together. You know what I'm saying. Like a travel agent, but digitally. And then, you know, she's like, well, I don't know how to niche that down. And I said, well, I mean, she was living in, you know, this certain state, and she wanted to focus more on that certain state. So, you know, and help people like put together like travel packages for them in that certain state. And I thought that was like absolutely amazing. So yeah, there's just so many different things that you can think of. And if you come to me and you ask me like what you could do like as a coaching and or service-based business, like I'm going to tell you, I have so many ideas. Like, people call me a magician when it comes to creating offers. So yeah, just ask me. But moving on. So if you can't, this is another one of my truths, and people are going to be angry at me for it, and it's probably going to trigger you, but if you can't justify spending the money to invest more than $100 on your blog, you're going to fail. Simply said. You have to spend the money to make the money, believe it or not. Have you ever heard that saying? You have to spend money to make money? It's true. You need to be investing in higher ticket blogging courses and coaching if you want to succeed. And I know like so many people are struggling with money right now, and it like it's really, really hard at the moment. I totally, totally get it. I was there too. I had a negative bank account and I had $200 cash on me. That's it. So I found a way to hire a coach with that last $200. And you want to be... like, I'm going to just be honest. Like, I starved for that whole entire week before I it cut out on me because somebody called me. But I starved for that whole entire week when I, you know, hired the blog coach. But if I didn't I would not be where I am today, to be honest. Like, I would not be as successful. Who knows? Like, if I would have, like, quit on my blog because it just wasn't going anywhere after 2 whole years. You know what I mean? Like, if I did, like, if I didn't, like, hire that coach and I just quit on my blog, like, I would not be here today. I probably would be working a miserable job and just, like, who knows where. To be honest, because we're speaking about honesty here, I probably, like, would have been, like, a stripper. Like, who knows? Like, I was, like, thinking about stripping because that's how desperate I was. My car had just gotten repoed. I had negative money in my bank account. And I was, like, really contemplating the whole stripper thing. But I'm so glad I didn't. And I'm so glad I am here. And I'm, you know, making money in my business. But, yeah, I'm just rambling now. But so if you want to make money, then, you know, you cannot just spend $100 or less on your blog. Like, you have to invest, and you have to invest and hire to get blogging courses and coaching. And it, like, even like courses, like, you can take a course and you can get all of that knowledge. But if you don't know how to go and apply it to your own business, then it's going to be a problem. And I'm going to speak on that in a little bit here, but let's move on. So the truth is that I've never not seen a blogger, a successful blogger who's making money right now, not invest in a coach, because it's just not doable. Because, you know, to be honest, like, you don't actually lack the knowledge that you need. I mean, like, you might lack the knowledge, but, like, you can find it online, okay? And even if you get all of that knowledge, and if you know everything, like, even if you, like, listen to all of my podcast episodes, because I do give you, like, all of my knowledge. Like, the majority of my knowledge, I give you here for free. And even if you know all of this, you still don't know how to go back and apply it to your own blogging business. And you lack the step-by-step to getting there, and you lack the implementation of those steps. And I can tell you all my knowledge here in all of these podcast episodes, but if you don't know how to actually go and apply it and implement it to your own blogging business, then you'll never succeed. Like, let's say, you know, I tell you to start a coaching business, but if you don't know actually how to start a coaching business, or how to price your packages, or how to put packages together, or apply it to your own business, then, you know, you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to be able to implement it inside of your own business. And I can tell you all of these things, like branding, okay? I can tell you, you know, you need to have a standout website design and brand. Well, you can go and try to DIY it yourself, but if you don't know how to implement it in the right way and actually get feedback on that to know that you're doing a good job, you're going to fail moving forward. And that's why coaching is so not profitable. That's why coaching is so magical. If you're, you know, just starting out as a new blogger or an intermediate blogger, if you're stuck or whatever, that's why it's so magical to hire a coach, because, you know, I'm going to give you feedback and I'm going to help you actually apply this thing. Apply these strategies and apply this knowledge to your own business. And I will give you feedback and make sure that you're actually taking the right steps and going in the right direction. So when you, you know, get 5 months down the road, you don't, you know, fall backwards and slam on your butt again. Because, I mean, you will have mistakes along the way. It's just everybody has to, because it's a learning process. But I can help you navigate it and, you know, get out of it. And, you know, I have so much knowledge and I've helped so many people to do this, to start a profitable blogging business. I can help you to dodge all of those problems that you would face if you were trying to do this alone. So yeah, that is why working with a coach is so, so, so powerful. And that's why you need it. And if I'm not the blog coach for you, then okay, so be it. Go find a different blog coach. If you don't resonate with me, or if we're not a good fit to work together, or if you don't like me or whatever, then go and find somebody else, because it's so, so, so powerful. A coach can help you with a step-by-step streamlined process and give you all of that feedback that you need and help you dodge all of those failures and mistakes that you'd make if you're doing this alone. So yeah, that is my truth. But okay, so there is a huge difference in making money blogging and collecting cash online. There's a difference in that between building an actual business, or in other words, a company. So you can collect cash from your blog all you want, but if you want the sustainable and profitable blog that will allow you to make money, go on vacations, quit your job, or whatever your dream life is, then you need to be building a business, and you need to look at this as a business from the get-go. And what do businesses do? They sell something that solves a big problem that people face. Businesses are not just selling affiliate marketing. That's not a business. A business is selling their own offers that solve problems that people face in their lives, or in their business, or in their blog, or in their self-care journey, or whatever. You know what I mean? So they solve a problem, and they have a brand. They make a name for themselves. They get known. They treat it as their actual job. They're serious about it. They hire a mentor. They hire a coach so they can, you know, navigate this in the fastest and easiest and streamlined way, you know? And they hire a marketing expert. They get employees. They don't do this on their own. You know what I mean? They get help from people. And so if you are somebody, sorry, I have to get my baby. He's trying to like get out of his swing. So if you're somebody that actually wants to build this thing so you can like live your dream life and make enough money to do so, or even to make enough money to quit your job or whatever, then you need to look at this as a business, and you need to start creating your own offers to sell that solves people's problems. So, and you need to have a plan. You need to have a business plan that has, you know, a marketing plan and a sales plan. And there's just so many things that go into actually starting a business. So yeah, that's my truth. And I'm sure I have so many more truths that I'm going to share with you guys, but that's what I put together in the 5 minutes that I had while my baby wasn't fussy. So I am selling the blog monetization method program. And within that program, I am going to be, you know, giving you the feedback that you need. So I'm going to give you the course for one, so you can have the knowledge and the step-by-step process. But we're going to be meeting every single week together for 40 minutes, and we're going to dive deep into strategies and implement it inside of your own business, okay? And I also do website design, so I don't know if you know that, but that is a service that I offer. I offer 6 months blog coaching plus custom website design service, and I will design your standout website design, you know, like super, super easy. Like, sorry, I'm out of breath and I'm carrying my baby and I'm not very, talking in the best way right now, but, so yeah, like I will design your standout website design. I will do your branding for you, so we can just skip over all of that for one. And for two, I will meet with you, give you feedback. I'll meet with you every week and then give you feedback, give you homework, so you can actually go and take this knowledge that I give you and implement it inside of your own business. And so you can dodge all of those mistakes and failures that you would if you're trying to do this alone. So if you want that, and if you want to finally make money in 2023, then all you have to do is book a call with me in the link below, and, you know, just book this free call. It's a no pressure call. It's just to answer the questions that you have. It's just to tell you the pricing of the program and, you know, figure out like a payment plan that works for your budget. So it's a no pressure call. You do not have to sign up with me if you don't want to. And I will never pressure you to sign up with me, like ever, because my clients, my ideal clients, know what they want. And, you know, if they're going to sign up, cool. And if not, then, you know, they're not an ideal client of mine. So, you know, if you're actually ready to like make money and make this into a profitable, sustainable business that allows you to live the life of your dreams, then definitely book that free call with me below. And yeah, so that is all I have for you guys today. I will see you in the next episode. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to upload because it's whenever my baby is not fussy or needy or I'm not busy, whatever. So have a lovely day, ladies. Bye.